me too well. So, guys, what are we grateful for today, this week?
I think for me, I've had some with my day job. I've had some really, really nice feedback come through from. For me, it's about it's kind of like with the football awards, where a footballer gets a Brownlow medal, which is always, you know, it's the pinnacle of the awards, but it's voted by an umpire. Where most players will say that if you're getting feedback and you're awarded the player's vote, when you're voted by your peers, it means it holds more because it's voted by the people you play against. So I kind of feel in the role that I'm doing at the moment, it's a voice of the member. It's what members are saying back about you. So, and I was really grateful this week that there were some comments come back from people that I'd helped over the phone that were good, positive feedback and comments about how I was able to help them. It's kind of nice to get their feedback. So I'm grateful that the company I work for will actually allow that feedback to come back and then pass it on and let you know what's going on. So it's nice to have that.
Oh, fantastic. And it doesn't surprise me at all that you're getting that feedback.
Yeah.
Part B to that is I'm also grateful that I can actually record Married at First Sight. I'm going to watch that when I get home from this job that I go to. So that's like part B. I knew that would go.
Baz is shaking his head in
absolute send you in a different direction, Baz.
Disbelief. It's disbelief.
I am grateful. I'm grateful. Fetch. Thank you, Optus.
Wowzers. Oh, very, very
good. Cindy.
I'm going to take a similar kind of angle and talk about work this morning as well. We are in the middle of the busiest period that we have had in probably the last 2 years.
Wow.
And I have a team of people around me that I cannot talk more highly of. Anything I do, anything I ask of them, it's not even, I don't even have to say it twice. It is done and it is done correctly. It is done brilliantly. It's actually allowing me to sleep at night. I'll just say that. Things are really stressful at the moment. And my team, shout out to them because I know that if you're listening, thank you so much, guys. You are making not only my life, but the entire organization's life a lot easier. So I'm really grateful for them.
Isn't it great to work around, I don't know, passionate, inspiring people.
Amazing.
People that want to do their job and do it really well.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
But you also have to earn that respect as well, don't you?
Absolutely.
So for the work that you do, obviously do where you are, Cindy, you've earned that respect and it's warranted. So it's just nice to get the feedback.
I bribed them with Valentine's Day donuts yesterday.
Helps.
I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah, thank you for our little chocolate. We didn't get the donuts, but thank you for
the
little chocolate.
No, the donuts were, Well,
only the good people get the donuts.
What about you, Baz?
Yeah, talk to us. What's going on?
Look, I suppose I'm grateful for the city we live in, the culture that we're in, because last night I went home and I watched NBL basketball and Melbourne United were playing, but
not
they
maths.
Lost, but not to worry. And I was flicking between that and the Big Bash League semi-final, Melbourne Stars and Hobart Hurricanes. And I'm sitting there thinking, how good's this? You know, on the TV and just flicking between two great games, watching the sport, and I love my sport. Just thinking, what a great, I don't know, culture, and Melbourne's the sporting capital. What a great place to live. And, you know, I love getting down to the MCG where I was last Sunday with the Melbourne Stars, and, you know, love going there to watch the footy, et cetera. So, you know, what a great place we live in, and what a great culture for those of us that really enjoy their sport.
Do you know what I love about that? Is it's something so simple that you normally wouldn't even think twice about. You'd just sit there, you'd flick, 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 just watch. But to actually acknowledge the fact that you're grateful for that is one of the smallest things. And this is what we're learning to do, thanks to you, Baz, is appreciate this.
Pleasure.
I've got another one that we are extremely grateful for, and I'm sure you're grateful for too, Baz. We had a little bit of an issue the last couple of days next door. There's some demolition works happening next to the station.
Yes.
There was a bit of an asbestos issue.
Yes.
And the council had booted everybody out, rightfully so. That's a health concern. Everybody, we all got locked down. So we thought perhaps we might not be on this morning or Saturday. We thought sometimes these things can take a week.
Yes.
But we're extremely grateful that we got the all clear from council yesterday and we're back on airways today, because we love it, and we love our chats with you, Baz, also. It's part of our week. We're gracious and great, very grateful that we're able to be back on doing something we love as well.
Enough too. That's great. So healthy habits, guys.
Okay.
We were talking about that last week.
Valentine's donuts.
And I've got one that I wanted to... No, not Valentine's. That's unhealthy habits. For me, anyway. So one that I wanted to talk about last week and didn't get around to, and it's something I've just started recently and just wondering what your thoughts are. But I used to... I've never really been a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to see the smokers go out and have a smoko.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, wow, that's great. Not the fact that they're smoking, but they're having a break from their work.
Right.
And something I've started recently, and I might do it once, maybe twice a day, but I just pop outside and I go for a walk-o.
Okay.
I go for a walk for 5 to 10 minutes, and I've termed it my walk-o.
I love it.
Rather than a smoke-o.
Okay.
And so you get up, you're out of your seat, you're walking, you're active, and it gives you a mental break as well.
Smart. Over the years, now this is probably a can of worms that I might open, but people that don't smoke can get really narky about people that do smoke, because the amount of time people spend outside smoking during the day does add up, and it can add up to almost an hour of the day at times. And I have been in situations before where people have actually got a little cranky. I might be one of them because I'm a non-smoker. Mm. But what you're doing is actually really smart, because you're allowing yourself that time that other people would, you know. It's brilliant. I like it.
I love it because it's a very similar thing that I've got into the habit of doing as well, because I'm in a centre where you're constantly speaking to people all day, and I get my breaks through the day. I get half an hour lunch break, so I just disappear somewhere and just sit down and just reset, and I get 2 15-minute breaks through the day. So I just get up and I'll go a walk through the centre, okay? So then there's multiple levels up and down the stairs, right around. It takes me 5 minutes, but it gets me away from my work desk. It gets me away from everything. Just lets me unwind a little bit. And actually, unfortunately for you, Baz, I actually called it a walk-o yesterday. So I've actually registered that, and it's actually trademarked. So there could be a breach of trademark concerns there.
Okay.
Depends on how we've spelt it. Okay, it might be a little bit different.
But you'd have an H on the end of yours just to be different.
Just a little bit misspelt, yes, perhaps. Yeah. But I think it's a great habit to get into. It'll be up and down the levels.
Yes.
Takes me 5 minutes, gets me away from my workstation, then back again. I feel like I've not much exercise, but just it's helped me refresh a little bit and just reset for the next last couple of hours or something that I have until I finish up.
I find that sometimes I'll have something, I'm going, what am I going to do with this issue, whatever it is? Mm. I'll go for a little walk, I come back, sit down and go, right, and I'm off. And I know how to address it.
Yeah, I love it.
Just because you've switched off for that little period of time.
I love you, Baz, because you seriously are bringing us the smallest little things that just make such a difference to the day.
Mm. I love it, you too, Cindy.
Look at this little love festy.
It's Valentine's Day.
Chocolate hearts on
the
desk.
I did bring little hearts in. Thank you, Libby.
I'm going to step out of the room. You want me just to leave you guys?
Thank you to Libby at work for giving them to me. So they're actually from Libby, not from me.
What about your habits?
I have really bad habits at work. Really, really bad habits. I am not joking. I will sit for so long that my watch actually tells me to stand up. Mm. Without giving you too much information, I will hold my bladder longer than probably I should, because I need to go to...
Not giving you too much information. You've pretty much given us all the information there. We don't need any more than that.
I don't get up and move enough. I can promise you that. I will sit there and get bogged down looking at my computer screen for hours and hours and hours. People will actually ask me sometimes if they want to go and get me lunch, because I won't move. Mm. So it's not a good habit to be in. I need to change that, and I will make an effort to do that this week.
Oh, good stuff.
I remember years ago when I was in a national sales role, and I was spending so much time looking after people and having interviews and recruiting. And I remember a couple of the staff members, reminds me of a story, they had an office, and I was in there so much, getting caught into so much stuff. I'd never got out and had a break. I never had lunch.
Mm.
And a couple were concerned about me. I remember going to having a toilet break, coming back, and they'd actually locked my office. Said, "Dad, you're not getting back in. Just will you just please get out for a little while? We're okay here. Just get out and refresh yourself." And I'll never forget that. Come back and it was open, but it forced me to go for a walk around the CBD for half an hour, come back, and I felt better for it.
Would
and I got myself in the habit of doing
have
it.
Have been a bit grumpy at that point. I bet you would have been.
Oh, maybe it was a little bit, because I had stuff to do, but then I realised that it was all about care then. It was more about, they were concerned about my well-being, because I was working ridiculous hours. I was going at crazy time in the morning, getting home late at night, doing a lot of miles, flying around the country. It was wrecking me. It really was. So for them to actually notice that and have some care, I think that's really good. So it's obviously the way that they've been managed, either by me or previously by other great managers, to keep an eye out for your work colleagues, whether it's a manager or not, and make sure they're physical and mental well-being is in order, and mine certainly wasn't. And as in a mental state, just so busy that I was running myself ragged and into the ground. So they noticed that, how tired I was and how much I was putting pressure on myself, that for them to do that, I thought was wonderful.
Good great one. Habit in the workplace, care for the others, people,
we
care
have,
for your work colleagues.
Wednesday walks at one of the sites that I
Fantastic.
Work at,
great.
And if there's an email that comes out to remind everyone, I will say I have not partaken at this point because I'm not often there, but it's really good, and it reminds you. And there's a few people that actually meet at the lift, and they go down and off they go around the block and come back.
See it in the city all the time. They're off walking at lunchtime, which is great. What's happening around the place, Baz? Centres?
Very good question. I didn't prepare for this.
That's okay. We've sort of gone through all the January and February. There's a lot of activities happening there at the moment. So I guess probably the one thing that we've noticed also is now the 24/7 access is over here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Some get in and some can't.
Well, Cindy, some of us follow somebody else. Your 24/7 membership's all fine now.
I have, I passed the test.
So there is a character test to our 24/7.
I just wave at Daz through the window. He sits in the grass outside and I wave to him.
I'm sitting in the car in the warm. He's waiting to come. It's really working well for me. So that's working well?
Look, it is working well. There has been good take-up for our 24/7 members as well. What happens, it enables people that can't use it during strict opening hours to use the facility. And so, that's great. Casey Gymnastics there was the Victorian Gymnastics Awards on Saturday night, and one of our instructors came away with an award, so we're rapt about that.
Brilliant. Amazing.
Lots happening. Swim school's back, excellent. The normal thing. So, lots happening.
Always stuff going on, and we'll just make sure you keep us updated, Baz, so we can post that on our Facebook page and also put it on our website as well. So always great having you join us on a Friday. We know you get up a little early to get to us. Have a great rest of your Friday and a great weekend, Baz.
Thanks, guys.
We love that, that's for sure. See you, Baz.